The visuals for the president's speech today in Cushing, Oklahoma were pretty good. Big green pipes that'll eventually become part of the Keystone XL pipeline. Neat little pivot, actually, from the acres of solar panels that he and I were sitting amidst yesterday. Unlike solar, though, Keystone is controversial, a political flashpoint for environmentalists who want it stopped before it starts, and Republicans in Congress who want the jobs it could bring. Commentator Bill McKibben says the president's all-of-the-above energy strategy, oil and renewables, is great, but it's missing a certain something.
The president made what could have been a landmark speech today in Cushing, Oklahoma. It came amidst a completely unprecedented March heat wave. 3,500 high temperature records this week. Cities like Chicago were the hottest since record keeping began in the 19th century. It came on the tail of another record, 2011's for multi-billion dollar weather disasters in America. In other words, if there was a moment for talking about global warming, this would be it. But the president didn't. Instead, he focused on his all-of-the-above energy policy, about how America has drilled a record number of oil and gas wells during his administration, how we've laid enough pipeline to encircle the earth, about how he wants to lay some more, in particular, the southern half of the Keystone XL pipeline, which will bring oil from Canada's tar sands to refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. But all of the above is definitely not a coherent energy policy. Burning all the oil you can and then putting up a solar panel or even a solar farm, it's like drinking 6 martinis at lunch and then downing a vitamin water on the way to your car. You're still drunk, you've just got a few extra vitamins in you. Think about it. If a presidential candidate said they had an all-of-the-above foreign policy where every other nation was an equal ally, they'd be thought silly and dangerous, and they would be. But with energy, with $5 gas looming, it apparently still seems politic to insist that we need never make a choice.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.